Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 356, Top of the Day to You Talks.
Top of the Day to You.
A day where it's been raining, overcast, dark, stormy.
Dark and stormy.
Very rainy. Sunny.
Moody. Sunny.
And now it's just overcast.
It's a bit of everything.
Often, in fact, I was only thinking about this last week. We used to always have Eddie, the ginger cat, in here, and he'd always announce the fact that
his arrival.
Yeah, exactly. He hasn't done it for a while. He must be very busy.
We'll wait.
Yeah, but there is someone else in here who may end up making some noises and being far more demanding than a cat. It's Henry. Henry, can you say g'day?
G'day.
Good boy. Good job.
Okay.
Henry's only two, by the way, everyone. It's not like
a 43-year-old man.
Just sitting in the back of the room.
Just some bloke. We've never met him before. I've got a quiz for you, so I hope you're good with geography.
Oh, no. How do you link geography and movies, TV shows?
Wait,
tell me.
Wait till you find out during my watching suggestions.
What?
I know. Huh. I watched a stand-up comedy thing.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't.
But I told you about
it. You told me about it. That's why I felt like I had seen it.
Okay,
but
great.
I didn't.
Fair enough.
I watched something new. Really, truly enjoying it.
Wow. Oh, okay. So it sounds like it's a series.
It is a series.
I watched stand-up comedy and an old series.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to recommend the old series?
For sure. I've probably recommended it before, but who knows? Who knows
what
it doesn't, yeah.
The back catalogue is huge and we can't keep track of it. Here comes another one.
Chester's here. Chester the black cat. Chester, he won't say meow. He's just here to say
hello.
He's
like, I can't believe Henry is sitting where I usually do.
It is. There's a traumatic facial expression.
There is a look.
He may even just get up with him. Would you like for me to get into this thing that I call the...
In a world that time forgot, we are the Watchers.
Yes, please.
Okay, good. That would have been very awkward if you'd been like, nah.
Short podcast.
Why don't we just skip it? Oh, all right. The Office is a very popular series.
And
it started in the UK, went to America, has had other iterations over the world, including Australia. But America's like, you know what? I don't think we've had enough of office-like activities. So they are doing, what would I call it? It's almost like the Office expanded universe, like it's a multiverse now.
Really?
Yeah.
And like of the same company?
Well,
like offices of the same company.
I don't
That'd
know.
Be good, wouldn't it?
It would be good. They've been.
I've got to go to a meeting
with these people.
I've got to fly
it's
over
a crossover,
here.
Spin off.
Yeah.
That's what it's got, spin off. So they've been casting some people, and they announced the some of the cast, and that's how I actually saw that it was a thing. So it's going to be on NBC again, which is where it was originally in the US, and it's so. They're not really saying anything about the characters that people have been cast as. So I'm not going to go too much into detail about that, but I just wanted to point out that it's interesting that they're not doing a reboot. They're not doing another season with some of the same cast. This is another show.
Okay.
So in January, it was initially revealed that they were going to be doing this and that a couple of the co-creators were back on board.
Right.
When I say co-creator, it's not the actual co-creator.
It's not the heavies.
Well, it's not Ricky Gervais and Steve
True.
Mitchell.
True. Okay. It's the US
the American blokes, yeah. And they've got Domhnall Gleeson, which I think will be – I think it'll be fun because he's Irish, right? So will he be putting an Irish accent on?
Domhnall.
Sometimes I really struggle with the Irish spellings of names.
I really struggle.
Domhnall. He's one of the Gleeson family of actors. There's three blokes.
Elsa is coming.
I think it's exciting for people who want more of The Office if they like The American Office.
See, the English one would never go into this franchisingness of it.
No, exactly.
Yeah, Chessie's here.
Did you want to say hello properly, do you? Yeah. Okay. All right, just get up on the mic. Okay. Okay.
So what's your name? You talk into that one.
Talk into this one.
What's your name?
Talk into that. Go on.
Answer my question. What's your name?
Henry Barry.
Henry Barry, yeah.
How old are you, Henry?
3.
Well, you're not. You're close, but you're not 3. Okay, talking to this one. What's your favourite movie? Touch it. What's your favourite movie? Lightning McQueen. Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it?
Another one that I've found here, a little bit of casting news, is that Demi Moore and Kiki Palmer are going to be in a film. The producer, director and screenwriter, Boots Riley, love that name, of Sorry to Bother You from, would have been pre-COVID time, Boots, has been doing a bit of work, doing a little bit of, what do you call it, like casting by getting Demi Moore and Kiki Palmer in there for a new film. And it's an anti-capitalist crime movie. So what does that mean? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Oh, I was really hoping you would know what I was saying. So it's about a group of I'll give you a little synopsis. Of equal opportunists or shoplifters called boosters. So it's going to be called I Love Boosters. And okay. I guess it's going to be a crazy, quirky film from what I've heard.
I don't understand the reference to boosters.
And I just really like the fact that Demi Moore is getting some new films.
Yeah.
There was one, I can't remember what it was called, but it was out recently and people were like, it was really, really good.
What
it
was
about
that?
Weird body, like horror kind of stuff, you know?
Oh, no wonder we didn't see it.
Yeah, it was like you change how you want to look into this other version of you.
And okay.
It's like using a bit of plastic surgery kind
just
of.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Another interesting, I've got really kind of different stories today. Like I feel like The Office and that Demi Moore thing, casting news is a bit different. And now I'm going to go into the world of Black Ops or Call of Duty, because Activision have been using this AI-powered voice moderation where the AI will listen to players who are talking into the microphone.
Ooh.
And if they say anything, it focuses on detecting harm within voice chat. Specific
for
words.
Cyberbullying and things like that. Okay, I'm not so judgy now.
Toxic speech, including hate speech, discriminatory language, and harassment. And I believe they might be able to get a ban from
that.
Or at least have their microphones turned off and they're not able to participate.
That could be a really valuable teaching moment for our younger players.
Yep.
You know, of that
suddenly
and
no longer
not
able
allowed
to play. Why aren't I allowed to play? Why aren't I allowed to call that girl playing a stupid cow or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, because you're not allowed to, or get good, you suck or whatever.
Mm.
They call it the disruptive, they've got a department called the Disruptive Behavior Team. And they've been working on this voice and text-based moderation tool. And this is kind of, you know, like there's a lot of talk about AI and chat GPT and how things are good or bad and, you know, AI is taking over the world, that kind of stuff, and that's bad. But this is good. This is using it for good. You know what I mean?
You know, it runs a fine line of privacy.
Yeah. But they're listening anyway because you agree.
Yeah.
You agree to.
Because your microphone is part of the game, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to get into some watching suggestions?
I really do.
Okay, cool.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
So I've watched a couple of things. You've watched one.
Tell me
okay.
the series.
Which one?
Come on.
Okay.
You left me hanging.
Travel Man, Richard Ayoade.
Mm-hmm.
And what he does is he goes to a city for 48 hours with another famous person.
Yeah.
And they go and do activities in that city. And he'll have a whole heap of different people. Some you'll know, some you'll go, I know your face because you've been in stuff like 8 out of 10 Cats or QI, that kind of thing. But I'm sure are really really well known over in the UK, but less so for us.
When was this series made?
Oh, so it's been around since I think about 2015.
Okay.
And I believe it's still going, but not with Richard as the host. So I don't want to watch it.
No.
Obviously, because he makes the show.
Yes.
For me, at least.
Yes.
He makes that show. But I remember Dawn French was in one.
Oh.
And they went to Athens. So I'm hoping to be able to rewatch that one when it pops up.
Fun.
I started watching it on Foxtel and then it kind of only had three. I think it had a few episodes from maybe season three or two or something like that. But then I found it on SBS On Demand.
Nice. Gosh, they've got a good catalogue.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to continue watching that. That will just be a thing that I watch at least once a week. I'll watch a few episodes and I'll just be insanely happy.
Nice. Fun.
What have you been watching? You're watching a brand new series.
I'm watching a new series on Stan. That is Anna. When she wakes up, her hair is messy. That's called bed hair.
Anna's coming.
She's coming. It's not her.
No.
She has to get dressed and then it becomes Anna.
Oh, okay.
She's coming. Just wait for her then. She's got to get ready for the party.
That's not Anna.
No, it's not.
That's her friend Anna.
That's someone else.
Someone else, yeah. Mm. No, still not her.
Well, I can see that that's her, but you haven't said anything. Ah, there we go.
There she is.
Wow.
And I have boobies.
I'm an adult.
Wow, look at that.
She does, because everybody does.
I have all of.
Yeah. Got to wait for her to find.
Anna have boobies.
Yeah.
What is Anna doing, Mommy?
She's singing. Having a sing song. On the swing.
Look, it's standing up.
Yeah. This is like a really good watching suggestion because he's watching it as he's suggesting it.
Yeah.
Look, she's standing up.
I have been watching a new series on Stan called Joan.
Joan, I've seen that one. Well, I haven't watched it, but I've seen it on bus stops.
Yeah, starring Sophie Turner.
Ah, Sansa Stark from Game of Thrones. That's the first time I think I've heard or seen her doing something big since then.
True.
So is this about Joan Rivers? Because
no.
She looks like, really?
Nor Joan of Arc. It's about a woman named Joan Huntington.
That's the end.
That's it.
Is it a real story?
It's based on a true story about a woman in the 1980s in London who was arguably one of the best, I want to say worst, but I guess she's kind of the best, the most successful jewel thieves.
Oh, wow.
That decade of that time. And it follows her. It starts off immediately, I guess, in the middle of it, you know, once she's sort of a big thief.
And are there flashbacks?
Then it immediately drops back to 4 months before.
Oh,
so
cool.
It was a very rapid increase.
Yeah, 4 months is not a lot.
In her life. But there's a lot of talking about why she's the kind of person that she is and the decisions that she makes. And what's really interesting, and I was thinking about this last night when I was watching it, is the decisions she makes are not great, and she's clearly a criminal, so she's not an upstanding citizen. But you can't help rooting for her. Well, I couldn't anyway. And I kept thinking,
one of those anti-hero kind of things.
Yeah, like I want her to succeed in this robbery.
But you're a bad
guy. So that she can get this in her real life.
Yeah.
But really, should she be getting that in her real life if that's not what's going on? As far as I'm aware, it is a limited series of 6 episodes.
That's kind of good though, especially if it's a real story, right? Because then you know you're going to get it. You're going to get the end.
Exactly.
So that's good.
It's a good story. I like that it's a true story as well.
Mm.
The acting is great in it. And you know what's even better?
What?
The costume and makeup.
Just perfect 80s.
Just perfect.
That's good.
And so not
really good.
Tacky. It was just
spot on. Is she good?
She's really good.
Yeah.
I didn't watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, so you don't know.
I don't have that basis of her. So I keep wanting to watch her in a way of like, oh, yeah, this is how she is. This is a Sophie Turner moment. But I don't have that because I don't know who she is. So it's really fun discovering her because in this series, her character is not a wealthy woman. I mean, comes from stealing things.
Doesn't she have a bit of a Cockney kind of accent? Yes, I've seen a little bit of the ad.
She assumes different characters and personas. Sure. And so she does quite a few different accents. Mm. And I think, oh, she's a bit good.
So Sansa was always very sullen, a bit like, oh, I'm having the worst time, because she was. Mm. But I believe from what I kind of saw in a few interviews, Sophie Turner's got a bit more of your cheekiness to her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So maybe she's somewhere in the middle. And maybe she's acting in Joan.
I mean, that is her job.
It is her job. She got paid for it. Yeah.
So we can't assume that she's just herself in everything.
That's right. That's it.
Maybe she's a professional.
Maybe. Yeah. And I think people are probably excited to check her out doing something different.
Now, can I ask you something? Is she tall?
Yeah, she's really tall.
Okay, she looks tall in this, and she's thinking. She looks really tall.
No, she's really tall. Yeah. I remember she was married to one of the Jonas brothers. Yeah,
that's all I know about her.
I think Joe Jonas, the middle one.
Okay.
And he, I don't think they're tall men, but I don't think they're tiny, but she was taller than him.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of think, well, Tom Cruise is short, but kind of thinking Nicole Kidman, Tom Cruise kind of height difference. I am more intrigued because I thought, oh, Joan Rivers, she was fun, but I don't really know if I need to watch it.
No, this is a good one. I really do think this would tickle the fancy of a lot of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would like it.
Okay.
And I know another person who would very much like it. Her name starts with an M. U-M. Can you spell?
I just, when you said M, I thought Marnie. And I went, oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I've got actually no idea. Maybe.
Marnie, can you watch it and let us know?
Yeah, that'd be great. And this is the test to see if you're still listening to the podcast. Okay. I sat down and watched Ali Wong's comedy special on Netflix. No, not the one that we watched before where she was heavily pregnant.
Heavily pregnant.
That was we laughed at that one. It was so funny.
So good.
So really good. This one.
Refreshingly good. Was it not?
Yeah. I don't think I'd seen her.
I hadn't. Before. But the ferocity in her opinions in that were fabulous.
Sometimes her facial expressions remind me of a friend of ours.
100%. She is Allison from a different country.
Hilarious. Not Allison. Ali Wong is very short, though.
Well, she's famous. So much taller.
She's. I was going to say my height, but I'm sure as well. I reckon Ali's short. I think she's shorter.
Yeah.
I do. This comedy special is called Single Lady because a couple of years ago she got a divorce from her husband, the one that she was having the child with, and I assume that they did have that child, and then they were like, you know what? Let's do this separately.
Yeah.
And it was all
– I've got a stand-up gig coming up.
I've got no idea what to do. I need to.
Surely there was a stand-up one in the middle about parenting.
Well, I'd imagine so because this is her fourth comedy special. So maybe we missed the others. I don't know. There seems to be a lot of comedy specials and they splash over different streaming services. So sometimes you go, oh, here's something here. Mm. You're like, what is this? And
I do feel like I've seen another one of hers.
Before?
No.
The pregnant one?
I think
or
it
after?
Was afterwards.
Okay.
Don't ask me what it was about. I
won't.
Remember.
Well, it was probably about Ali.
It was Ali's story, so life.
This one is all about her being a single lady. There's a lot of talk about her dating and having sexual intercourse with people. She really gets into talking about that. She thinks it's very funny.
She like, loves herself.
She loves it. Yeah. She's got this whole – well, I don't know because I've only seen her in her original comedy the one that I saw, comedy special, the movie where she was dating Keanu Reeves for like 1 second. Do you remember that one?
Yeah. Well, oh, my gosh.
But people only remember that scene where Keanu walks in and does this funny thing with his hands.
But it was her meeting up with an – ex-boyfriend from high school?
Yeah, something like that. They were school friends. And
Beef.
That's what I've seen her in. So this is all about her being out in the dating scene, being very confident about being in the dating scene. And I thought it wasn't as funny as the one before, okay. But maybe that was maybe I was just in the mood to watch a comedy show.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. you can't always blame the stand-up comedian, the movie, the series, the book. Sometimes you're just not in the mood, mm-hmm. or sometimes you're really in the mood and then you watch or read or it again and you're like, it's not as good. I probably shouldn't have watched it again because now it's tainted my memory of it. But it is very funny, and I do think if you like Ali Wong, it's worth checking out.
Yes.
Because for me it was just not my favorite thing of hers, but I still had a good time.
Mm. It's a bit like Hannah Gadsby. Do you remember the assuming Netflix
mm-hmm.
stand-up that she had? That was amazing. And then we went to see her next show and it just wasn't.
It wasn't as good. Us. But also there must have been, especially for that performance, or not that performance, that show, would have been a real second album stress.
Yeah.
Kind of like, I mean, everybody, but I always think about how much Alanis Morissette has spoken about supposed former infatuation junkie and how much pressure she put on herself and everybody else put on her to make an album as good as Jagged Little Pill, and it was never going to be.
No.
I still think
it's
a good album.
And these stand-up comedians, it's almost their third one because they would have had to have had an amazing stand-up show.
To be noticed.
For Netflix to be to notice them.
To be noticed. We done? Are we done here?
Yeah, I'm done here.
Should we get into this quiz?
Yeah, please.
A little bit different. I was having a lot of fun with this one because I thought trivia nights are always enjoyed by people who know a little bit about everything, right? So maybe you don't know everything about Reese Witherspoon, but maybe you know a little bit about geography. So I've just watched season 3 of Travel Man. I think it was season 3. Whatever, it doesn't matter. I watched some Travel Man with Richard Ayoade. So this quiz is called How Well Do You Know These Cities?
Oh, no.
Of course he went to Dubai.
Yeah.
What's that massively tall building called?
The Burj Khalifa.
Good job.
Been
up there.
Been up there.
Whatever.
Do you know, bizarre. This is so bizarre.
Is it bizarre
you said
up
it.
There?
No. Oh. Last night I was looking back at photos of that day.
No way.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I wrote this quiz last night.
Stop being in my head.
In your
head. Or I'm in your head cheating.
Oh, mate. Yeah, whatever. I think it's more impressive this way.
Me too.
Yeah. What language is spoken in Lisbon?
Portuguese.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What's the other country that speaks Portuguese?
Brazil.
Mm-hmm. What city would you find Sagrada Familia?
Spain?
City.
Oh.
You sound like an American now. Sorry. Sorry, Americans. I just mean, you know, in those Instagram reels where they like test Americans or play other countries.
Yeah, I
and
totally
stuff.
Did it. How embarrassing. Yeah. That's the one grab they've got of me.
I come from Sydney, New South Wales. So it sounds Spanish, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Barcelona.
Okay. Another thing about when I was writing these last night, I typed B-A-R... T-H and then went.
That's nope. Not how you spell it. That's
how we pronounce it. What side of Manhattan is the High Line Walk? The one that I've never been.
I've never been on
never
it either.
Never been on it and I've wanted to. And you know what? I would have gone to the wrong side.
It's the west side.
It's the west side. I was sure it was on the east side.
Do you know what I was doing in my head?
Yeah.
Circle Line to around
the
boat.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Park, it feels like it should be the east.
I thought
the eastern suburbs.
It should be the eastern suburbs. This is from Wikipedia. The park is built on an abandoned southern viaduct section of the New York Central Railroad's west side line, originating in the meatpacking district. Mm. What do you think of when you say that? Yes, from Sex and the City. The park runs from Ganzevoort Street three blocks below 14th Street through Chelsea to the northern edge of the West Side Yard on 34th Street.
I know it says what it was made from. It means nothing to me.
I just thought it'd be fun because maybe people who have been to New York will be like, ah, Chelsea.
Mm.
I remember doing something there. Of course, 14th Street, that's where.
Yeah, well, yeah, I did. Mm. But now I've got great regret that I've never done it. I've been to New York a couple of times.
Adam Hills joins Richard in Istanbul. What show did he host for the ABC?
Adam.
Mm. With Miff Warhurst.
The music.
Yep.
Speaks and Specs.
Yes, good job, good job. Okay. Richard Ayoade takes, or should I call him Dickie?
Yeah, go on.
Dickie takes this famous actor to Helsinki. I'll give you some movies that this person has been in, or productions.
Okay.
And you got to tell me who this person is.
Okay.
Starred in Clueless, Friends, was Ant-Man.
Yep. That guy.
Was in Dinner for Schmucks. I love you, man. His initials are PR.
Paul Rudd.
Yes, nice work.
Thank you for the initials because I was like, got him. I've got him, but he's nameless.
When I started going through his IMDb, because in my mind I'm like, oh, he did a lot of those like funny, almost romantic comedies, but funny, like where he's the good, nice guy, but he's kind of a bit daggy, or like the people around him are a bit silly. And yes, he is in a lot of those movies, but also Jason Bateman's in a lot of the movies that I thought he was in.
Yeah, okay.
Two short guys, movie actors, funny.
He also did a lot of the secondary character.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think so.
Like suddenly he would come up. Wasn't he an Anchorman as well?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, so where he just like suddenly Paul Rudd's there and you're like, of course he is.
60% of the time.
Yeah.
100% of the time or whatever the line is. Yeah. I wouldn't mind watching that one again because especially the second one. I feel like I haven't watched the second one in a long time, and there's that amazing fight scene.
Oh, yeah, that's
with
good.
All the different stations or networks. That would be well worth it. Does that mean you got all of them?
Of course I did.
Well done. You're so good at geography.
My record is pretty good lately.
I'll say. And this is not even catering towards you because I'm literally talking about things that were in episodes of Travel Man.
Yeah.
Well traveled.
Thanks.
Continental, international Stephanie of Mystery. On that note, thank you very much.
Let's get our passports. Time for the High Line.